Now, there are lots of ways to find a date or a relationship these days, both in person and online. But that doesn't automatically mean more people are in committed relationships. According to the General Social Survey, just over half of younger Americans between 18 and 34 do not have a steady romantic partner. Lisa Bonos is a writer and editor for the Washington Post relationship section, Soloish. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, talk us through this trend. What are we seeing over time when it comes to this cohort of younger people having romantic relationships?
Yeah, well, just as we know that the median age of first marriage is increasing, looking at for men, it's age 30. For women, that's 28. In urban areas, it's even higher. Young people are also waiting longer to make committed to be in a committed relationship at all. And so that's what's going on with this.
And are we at a record point for recent years for not involved?
Yes. The first time this question was asked in this survey in 1986, it's the highest that it has been in over 30 years.
And break it down further. Do we see geographic differences, political differences? Are there particular younger people less likely to be in relationships?
Yeah. I don't have the geographic differences in front of me, but the survey did find that 41% of Democrats are without a steady partner compared to 29% of Republicans, and that Black Americans are more likely than white Americans to not have a steady partner, and the share of non-partnered Americans was especially high among those who are unemployed. 54% that are unemployed also do not have a steady partner.
Yeah, let's talk about that economic part of the story, because a lot of times when we talk about the younger generation, we talk about the impact of the economy after the Great Recession. Can you talk about how employment and economic well-being may be affecting all of this?
For sure. We don't know from this survey what the reasons people aren't in relationships are, but I did talk to a number of young people in their 20s who talked a lot about wanting to set up their career before they were even looking for love. I spoke to a 22-year-old in Georgia who said that she was open to love if it walked into her life, but she wasn't actively looking for it, and just talked about how busy she was. But others, in their mid-20s are looking for relationships. They just haven't found the right person yet, so it can take a long time. Other surveys have looked at among those who are unmarried, what is the major reason that they're not married? And it's that they haven't found the right person. So it all plays in together.
Talking to Lisa Bonos from the Washington Post. She covers relationships there. We're looking at new data showing more young people are out of relationships. Over half of young people in the United States not in a romantic relationship right now. Lisa, you talked to some people and you've been looking at these issues elsewhere. There are lots of ways to date. Shouldn't that be making it easier for people to find love?
For sure. It's become a lot easier, I think, to find that first date. You can get on any number of dating apps and swipe and get matches immediately, but then you have to convert that match into a conversation, and then you have to make plans, and then after the plans are made, both people have to show up in the time and space that you have selected. So there's so many different points where people drop off or get distracted or flake. It's very common that these matches don't lead to even first dates, let alone a relationship.
We heard on the Ideas Network Facebook page from Nicole. Nicole says maybe young people realize that the U.S. has an unhealthy obsession with true love and romance and realize that they can be a complete person without a romantic partner. That's an interesting point, because for many of these people in that 51% of younger people, this is not necessarily a sad story.
Sure, for sure. And I noted that as well. Not everyone who's under 35 and single is looking to change that.
We are looking for your calls as well at 800-642-1234. Are you young and single, young and coupled? Share your story. What are you seeing among your peer group? Let's bring on a caller now. Joseph is with us in Jefferson. Joseph, hi.
Hi. I want to tell you a quick related story first. When I was dating online back in like 1999, when the internet was fairly fresh, I remember I asked a woman for her picture, and she was horrified at the notion that she would put her picture on the internet. And this was the time where you never even put your real name on the internet, and Facebook kind of changed all that.
But, yeah, now it's really disconcerting if there is no photo.
Right. And did you have a question too, Joseph?
My name is on the internet. So the comment is, I'm wondering how much all this selection, if you will, we have now at the touch of our fingertips is making it just a simple case of too much variety where you can't even decide. And then some people feel like maybe they just rather stay or maybe because they feel like they can just find someone new. They don't stay with someone long. I think there's a lot to unpack there and the variety that has given us by internet.
Joseph, thank you. I've heard about that, like the paradox of choice, or you're kind of paralyzed by all the different options out there. Maybe this is the right one because maybe online there's somebody better. What do you think about that, Lisa?
Yeah, no, that definitely comes up in a lot of conversations about this topic. And I mean, I see it anecdotally myself among friends, and you just never know. Even you know, one thing that's interesting about that is all the options that are out there on the internet. You never know if they're even real. You know, a lot of people are on these apps. They're not single. They're not looking for the same thing that different people are looking for. So sometimes that paradox of choice is a little bit inflated.
As you talk to people, Lisa, I mean, I'm not dating now, and I'm pretty happy about that because it looks really hard. I mean, are people like frustrated and like worn out from this?
Yes, it is really hard. And that's part of why I wanted to write this story to show that it's not just you. That's even in the headline. It's not just you. New data shows that more than half of young people in America don't have a romantic partner. And I wrote it in part when I was thinking about the story was like, what is something that a 18 to 34 year old might want to send to their parent or grandparent to say like, hey, it's not just me. There's a lot of people out there that are trying and struggling.
Right. If we made a movie or a TV show about one of the people in this statistic, it would be this oh sad thing. They're failing to find love. They're the only one like that. They're really not the only one like that.
Not at all. Yeah. I spoke to a 26-year-old man who does want a study partner, and he's sort of in an atypical situation, I would say, because most of his friends in his age group are paired up, and so he feels like the odd man out, and he constantly has to remind himself, well, actually, at 26, most of my peers are not paired up. It's just that I have this group of these really committed people that I am surrounded by, so...
We're talking to Lisa Bonos from the Washington Post. We're looking at national data that shows that a growing number of younger people aren't in a romantic relationship, like more than half of them. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Is this you? Is this your story? Are you one of that 51-ish% of people not in a relationship in your younger years? How do you feel about that? Is that where you want to be right now? What do you think it is about dating these days that's making that change happen? If you are in an older generation dating yourself or looking maybe at your kids, at the younger generation, what's your view on these numbers? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about a recent national survey that shows that more than half of younger Americans don't have a romantic partner. Washington Post writer and editor Lisa Bonos is with us. She's written about this. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're single, what's it like for you in our society? Do you feel pressure to find a romantic partner? Have you found relationships in the past? And how are you seeking, if you are seeking a romantic relationship, if you're looking at this from an older generation, what do you see changing over the years in the way we meet and find love? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to your calls now. Travis is with us in Lancaster. Travis, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
I was just curious and thought I'd make a comment. I notice it's maybe the term is more PC, the culture that we live in. It just seems more intimidating to go up to women. You don't want to come off, you know, maybe like you're catcalling or even in a bar. Just to go up to random women seems more intimidating in this atmosphere. And I'm 32 and seems like when I was 18 that it was easier.
Travis, thanks a lot for the call. And that is something I've seen, Lisa, that more and more the culture is changing. You don't necessarily ask somebody out in person. You're more likely to do something online. Is that what you see?
Oh, definitely. I've been reporting on that a bunch and have written quite a bit about how just young men have been confused in the Me Too era about like what's okay and what's not. You also don't know who's single and who's not when you're in a bar like that. And I think it has meant that a lot of those interactions are happening online first and that people are less likely to talk to each other in person. But that doesn't mean you can't strike up a friendly conversation. You don't have to go to the romantic right away.
Well, even apart, thanks for that call. Even apart from worries about political correctness or Me Too, or it also just seems like dating has changed so much with technology that we haven't had time to build up a culture and a system to catch up with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you walk into a bar, I think it is noticeable that people, strangers who don't already know each other, are less likely to talk to each other. That is definitely something that I have seen.
Let's go to another caller now. Steven is with us in Madison. Steven, hello.
Hello. Thanks for that call.
Yeah, what'd you want to bring up, Steven?
Yeah, I'd like to kind of mention, it's my belief that with the rise of social media and how easy it is just to click friend or swipe left or whatever, that I think that's really eroded people's ability to create natural social connections, developing in future like romantic relationships.
Stephen, thanks for the call. What do you think of that? Lisa, we have so much access to not just romantic, but friendly relationships online that it's taken away from in-person relationships.
Yeah, I mean, people are still meeting in person. Every time I talk to dating experts or coaches, they're often suggesting that people seek out activities they already like to do, like joining a run club or a bowling league or some kind of sports thing or a book club, and that people are still meeting that way. I mean, the main way that people are meeting partners is still through friends and like mutual friend and social gatherings. So it definitely is still happening.
Thanks a lot for that call. We're talking to Lisa Bonos from The Washington Post about trends in romantic relationships. Younger people less likely to have them. 51% do not say they currently have a romantic relationship in a big national survey. Lisa, a related article you wrote, I can't remember how recently it was, I think it's related to this issue, when people say I love you in a relationship. That's kind of a perennial issue. What kind of things did you find talking to people?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I found that singles, especially if they're hovering around 30, took that phrase so seriously. They didn't want to say it until they thought they might marry the person. It seemed like it was it was this milestone before we're getting married or we're getting engaged, and it's put a lot more weight on the phrase. And it can be a lot harder to say. People wait a lot longer to say it, I think.
Well, and I mean, you see this on TV shows all the time, the worry about is that putting too much pressure on the other person if they're not there yet?
For sure.
You know, did you hear stories from people who were weren't sure if they were ready to say it or not, but also were worried about what the response was going to be?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. In the process of working on that story, I was talking to this woman who I think was around 34, 35 in Los Angeles, and she had told her boyfriend that she loved him, and he hadn't said it back yet. And she says, I know, that's okay. Like, I just need to speak my truth. I need to tell you how I feel. And when you get there, you get there. And sort of acknowledging that they might get there at different points, and that was okay. And in the course of reporting the story, he broke up with her, not for this reason necessarily, but there was something that was not quite there.
Now, getting back to dating and the dating apps, I think there was a moment in your piece on this where you thought maybe it looked like dating apps weren't even trying to hold out that promise of the romantic relationship anymore. They're like, no, we'll get you the first date.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting if you look at Tinder's advertising recently, which is one of the biggest dating apps. Tinder is gearing itself toward 18 to 24-year-olds. Of course, there are people of all age ranges on there, but they have this new like ad campaign that is all focused on being single. There are things like single, not sorry, or single doesn't have to go home early, or congrats on your big breakup. And it's really celebrating being single, which I think is kind of interesting for a dating app, right?
Yeah. And people are still going to these dating apps, though, even with these messages that you might say are messages of surrender, kind of.
Yes, but it also goes in line with the fact that, you know, 18 to 24-year-olds aren't getting married, right, generally. So for that stage of life, that seems appropriate. And the idea with these dating apps is that you would graduate to different ones if you were looking for something serious. I think that doesn't always happen with the people that are on there. They don't necessarily realize, like, oh, if I'm not looking for just a hookup, maybe I should try something else. But that is how the apps themselves are marketing themselves.
In our last minute or so, we started with this national social data that doesn't tell us all the story. What do you wish, as you're reporting on this, what do you wish you could get inside people's heads and know from seeing these overall big picture
Ooh.
Numbers?
Yeah, I wish I knew a little bit more about what people's fears are about being in relationships.
Ooh, so like what kind of questions? I'm helping you out with a future piece here. I don't know. Or maybe a future segment for our show.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of times people have different ideas of what makes a successful relationship. And sometimes if one thing isn't quite right, they're liable to throw the whole thing away while the other person would keep working on it. So I just wonder what's going on there when people decide when to cut and run or if they're staying what they're looking for. And sometimes those things aren't vocalized to each other, but it'd be interesting to know more about that.
All right, I'll watch for that piece. Lisa, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Lisa Bonos with the Washington Post. We've been talking about recent data showing that more than half of young adults are not in a romantic relationship.